folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul sitting in today for Melody Cedarstrom, and this, you're listening to Financial Survival, and we're glad you're with us. It is Wednesday, 27 July, 2022. The year is flying right on by, folks. We're getting somewhere fast. I don't know, but we're getting there fast. But anyway, we're glad you're with us. In a little bit, we'll bring up our guest, Wendy Wilson, who's always with us on Wednesdays when it's possible, with Apothecarbs, and I always love your information. Today, we're going to talk about something you're going to find very interesting, so don't go away. But before we do that, though, we always go to the markets and the metals. And believe it or not, the metals had an up day today. I don't understand it. The markets had a great day, too. So, but the metals went up and the markets went up. Gold was up 1570 to 1733.40. I'm sorry. Silver is up 42 cents to 1909. Platinum up 1650 to 891.05. Palladium up 1822 to 2024.22. USDX was down slightly, 0.82, 106.38. So, yeah, that's kind of still up there. I mean, that's still a pretty good number. The Dow had a great day, 536.11 up to 32.301. S&P had a good day, 114.35 to 4035. NASDAQ, a huge increase, 502.65 to 12061. Oil was up $3.35 to $98.33. The FTSE was up. Yep, everyone was up except Hang Seng, and it was down a pretty good chunk, $235.84 to $26.70. But the Nikkei and the DAX and the FTSE were all up. The Hang Seng was down. Our markets did well. Obviously, so it's just, I don't know, usually when the markets are down, gold is up and vice versa. But they all went up today. So take it with whatever you think it's worth, and we'll go from there. Let's go now to our guest, Wendy Wilson. And Wendy, are you there?
I'm here, Pastor Butch. Are you all right?
I'm doing just fine. It's good to have you today, as always. It's all, you know, I get calls about me and you doing interviews. People seem to like us together, so I'm glad you take time to join us.
Well, that's a good thing. I'm glad to hear that.
That is a good thing. It is a good thing.
I thought we'd kind of take a break. Like, everybody's tired of the usual topics that we hear today. And let's talk about a little bit of the real numbers on life expectancy. Because how many times have you turned on the TV, Pastor Butch, and the news anchors are saying we're living longer? Have you heard that one? We're living longer.
Oh, I've heard that many times. Yes, yes.
Yeah. So that's what we're told, that life expectancy has been getting, you know, better, but really, life expectancy is getting shorter in the last few decades, but we're not hearing that. So the official health authority definition of life expectancy is the average length of life statistically calculated after the assessment of all these factors, and we'll get into those factors in a minute. So one thing, though, is mortality rate is also changing, and not in our favor. So in 2009, the UN estimated global life expectancy was 72.6 years. And countries, you know, keep track of life expectancy. These statistics on population groups especially, these are demographics that governments use to keep tabs on the health and wealth of a nation. So here are some of the factors that go into their assessment of life expectancy. They look at heredity and genes. They look at race and ethnicities, physical health, occupation, diet, nutrition, and even social economic status. Now, here's something interesting. Ottawa University Hospital in Canada in 2016, they did this study, and it was published in the Journal of Public Library of Scientific Medicine. They were looking at human habits that tend to rob us of longevity. Now, according to Dr. Doug Manuel, he said the study specifically looked at unhealthy habits that we tend to entrench ourselves in. So they said 26% of the deaths are due to smoking, 24% of deaths are due to physical inactivity, 12% of the deaths are due to poor diet, and 0.4% of the deaths are due to alcohol abuse. Now, that kind of surprised me. I thought alcohol abuse would be higher. Don't you? Didn't you think so?
I would have thought so, yes. Yeah, I would have. Yes.
Now, I think they missed something on the list, my personal opinion, is they didn't put prescription medications and vaccines as a cause of death there. But I guess it'll be there later. Now, Dr. Manuel,
what a coincidence.
Yeah, right?
See, what a coincidence.
Now, And Dr. Manuel also stated that people who have a very healthy lifestyle behaviors tend to add approximately 17.9 years to their life cycle. That's a lot of years.
Yes, it is.
Now, if we go to the Journal of American Medical Association, they had a report in November 2019 on life expectancy and mortality rates, and they say, guess what? They've changed. They say in the United States, the statistics between 1959 to 2016, the average life expectancy went up from 69.9 years to 78.9 years. But, and here's the big but, it included a decline of three straight years around 2014 and after. So there was this dip in the expectancy, life expectancy, and higher mortality in adults ages 25 to 64. That started around 1990. So nobody's reporting on this. Also in 2010, midlife mortality increased 6.5%, and by 2014, it increased across all your age groups. So the causes for increase were stated as maybe drug use, overdoses, suicides, and organ failure. So this isn't being, the big picture's not being presented to people. So let me kind of sum it up here. Okay, we're going to look at the mortality rates according to the CDC, and then we're going to look at the U.S. birth rates. So, you know, that's important. Do we have more people dying than being born? That's the big question. So in the CDC, they said the mortality rate for the last 3 years is as follows. In 2019, the mortality, we were living 78.8 years. The death rate was a little, was about 2.8 million people. In 2020, we were living 77.0 years, and the death rate was 33 million people. So there was a 20% increase, if you noticed that. And then in 2021, our life expectancy years was 76.99 years. The death rate was 3.4 million. That was another 3% increase on mortality rates. But I believe these statistics are, you know, not as completely accurate as they could be because, you know, a lot of things don't get reported. Okay, so we see our life expectancy from 2019 at 78.8 years. And then here we are at 2021, our life expectancy is 76.99 years. Now, if we go to the birth rate, this is according to the national statistics in the United States, the birth rates are dropping. So in 2019, there was 3.7 million people born. In 2020, there was 3.6, and that's about a 2% decline. And then in 2021, 3.6, another 1% decline. So we have more deaths and less births in the last 3 years. That's bad.
It is bad. And by the way, women in outer space are saying they're wanting less children than ever. They don't want children. Adults are not wanting children now. That is not good. You're right.
Well, didn't the Bible say that in the latter days? Women lose the natural affection and they don't want to have children.
Yes.
They want. Yep. Well, the state mortality list is important too. This is according to the Journal of the American Medical Association. The states with the increased midlife mortality rates. Now, midlife is, you know, your prime of life. You know, this is your main years for, you know, being breadwinners and providing for your home, and your children are probably in high school, maybe entering college. So these states have high mortality rates for midlife range groups. New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont, Ohio, Virginia, Indiana, and Kentucky. So that's interesting that those states have that statistic. So U.S. life expectancy was reduced after 2014 in the United States, and the mortality rates have also risen. So these two calculations project a very dismal outcome for North American population, and more people are dying than being born. So that's bad. And then some people are saying, well, you know, it must have been the pandemic, right? According to the British Medical Journal, June 2021, they say the U.S. mortality rates jumped during 2018 and 2020, which included your COVID pandemic. Now, recent reports are stating that the death life insurance claims are up 40%. We've covered that, too. the problem is kind of serious because the deaths are those who were vaccinated. So the spike in death claims have happened after the vaccine got released. And these deaths are occurring in working age people between the ages of 18 and 64. So these are the people that are working for companies and they're under their medical program, their healthcare program. And these are the mainstay of employees in the United States, our workforce for companies that most likely required their employees to get the COVID vaccine to stay employed.
This could be part of the population control they talk about, could it not?
There's a lot of things going into the population control. Definitely, lots of things. It's not just your vaccine treatments, it's your drug therapies. There's a whole bunch of things that are culminating, you know, a little of this, a little of that, and you get a big pot of what you want.
Exactly.
And now the nutrition also factors in, because I said before, you know, I think a lot of internal medicine disorders or metabolic malfunction tends to be from a loss of minerals. And a lot of your prescription drugs reduce your mineral nutrition in the body. That leads, it opens the door for symptoms of disease. Here is a quote from the Biochemistry Organization. They say, minerals constitute a class of critical micronutrients required for normal health and development. There's a clear correlation between micronutrient deficiency and chronic metabolic disruption. So minerals and vitamin deficiency is potentially lethal to human health, end of quote. So if your drug therapies are depleting you of this nutrition, those drugs are really lethal to your health. So the medical science is really showing that your minerals are vast and they provide a broader way of specific functions. Here's an example. Minerals serve as ions for your nerve impulse transmission for the central nervous system and your peripheral nervous system. And by the way, your nervous system also is responsible for getting a steady heartbeat to the heart muscle. Also, minerals serve as activators for complex biochemical reactions in your tissues like cardio, muscle, skeletal activity. So without your minerals, those functions start to fail. And also, minerals aid in enzyme activity, and these are critical for biochemical reactions. Your cells communicate chemically. Your cell DNA gets blueprints of function orders through chemical activity. So, you know, it's really quite involved. It's a domino effect if you don't have your minerals. So let's talk about, in the last few minutes that we have, some of the things that will help promote longevity, help our bodies live longer, stave off disease, things like that. And this is nothing new. Medicine science knows about this, but they don't typically promote this type of therapy. They promote the drug therapy. So antioxidant-rich foods and herbs, they promote a longer life, not just, you know, for us, but also in plant and animal life. It is really important for enzyme health. If you don't have enzyme health, you don't really have life in anything. So it's really important for your heart function and everything else. So here's some of here's just a short list of things that you can, you know, put in your diet, your lifestyle that are going to go a long way. Garlic. Garlic is often called the natural antibiotic and a natural blood thinner, and that it is. But it also has a lot of enzyme activity for the system. So you want to use your garlic as much as you can. Echinacea root is high in your mineral profiles, and it's also an immune support herb. Hawthorn berries, also excellent for protecting the heart muscle should you have a loss of oxygen and blood flow to it. So that's the major point of heart attacks is when people have a heart attack, Pastor Butch, they can lose 20% of their heart muscle due to damage from a heart attack. Right. So they know, by scientific research, they know hawthorn berries has flavonoids that protect your heart tissue from damage longer should there be a suspension of blood flow and oxygen to the heart. Cinnamon is on the list, as well as dandelion root. Dandelion root's been used for things like, you know, controlling blood sugars and some digestive aids, but it's also been recently discovered as an inhibitor to cancer. So helps cancer cells commit suicide. So dandelion root's kind of on the cancer list as well. Motherwort herb. Now, this is an interesting herb, Pastor Butch. It helps with angina pain, heart pain, and also with heart flutters or AFib. So it improves the electrical impulse to the heart muscle, so you get that steady beat. So it's very helpful for people that have those flutters. Astragalus root's on the list. Again, high in mineral elements, including zinc. It's my number one herb that I'm using for the COVID thing, because zinc helps protect your cells from virus invasion. So I use that. And also nettle leaf is on the list. And nettle has got a long list of benefits as well. So you've got tools. Well, God gave us these tools.
Let me ask you a question, Wendy. Let me ask you a question. Are there any products made that have all these ingredients in them in a capsule that you can take? And
Not typically. You won't find all of these in one product. You won't typically find it in one product. But, you know, some people that, you know, might not need to use motherwort for flutters if they don't have it either. So, but, you know, generally speaking, you can find these in isolated single herb formulations. Sometimes you can see them in a couple combinations, but basically you have tools. God told us to use them. The Bible says use herbs for the healing of the nations, and that's what we're doing. So take heart. You've got power. God gave you this power. Learn how to use the power. That's what I'm saying. Learn how to use the power, because there's going to come a day where you can't rely on prescription drugs. You have to have nutrition to do it. So give us a call at Apothecary Herbs. We'll send you a free product catalog. You can learn more there. The number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Visit us online at thepowerherbs.com. And if you have requested a catalog but haven't received it, give it at least 10 days in the U.S. mail to arrive.
All right. Well, that was some great info and a very quick a few minutes there. Thank you, Wendy, for the effort you put in this. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. It's, you know, be encouraged.
Very interesting.
Be encouraged. Amen.
Be encouraged. You're right. Mm-hmm. Look to our Savior. Look to His Word. Look to the right way to take care of your body. And our life is in His hands, ultimately. So let's just praise Him every day, right?
Absolutely. He gets all the credit every day, all the time.
All the time. And I want to thank you for all you do. Obviously, you put your heart into this very much. You seem like you enjoy what you do, but you're struggling hard to help people. And thank you, Wendy Wilson. Give up the number one more time.
866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com.
All right, Wendy Wilson, thank you so much. And are you getting the website? Gotcha. Powerherbs.com. We'll see you next week, Lord willing, okay?
All right. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Have a good one. And folks, get ready to go to break. After the break, we're getting a lot of news. We've got a lot of news covered in a short time to do it. But Wendy Wilson, folks, give her a call. I promise you, no one cares anymore for health than what she tries to do the natural way. Call her up and talk to her. Say hi to her. See what she says. Back at the break, a lot more to talk about. Like I said, don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we are back in. This is Pastor Butch Parr, listening to Financial Survival. I am filling in today, as usual, on Wednesdays for Melody Cederstrom, who's taking care of the chores. Her phone number to call her, folks, now. Golden, precious metals are back on the upswing again. How do they go this time? I don't know. They set a record, you know, the gold set a record a year or so ago, and it's been bouncing around since then. But give her a call at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188, and check what you can do to prepare yourself for what I think is inevitable, and I think in the very near future. A couple of topics very quickly off the financial side. This is not anything to do with finance, but I thought it'd be interesting. Wildfires are setting off 100-year-old bombs on World War I battlefields. There are so many explosions due to the raging fire that officials have stopped counting them, local news reported. A wildfire is consuming Slovenia, and as a blaze moves across areas that were once battlefields during World War I, it's meeting century-old unexploded ordnance with deadly results. According to Slovenian press, fire swept across World War I era bomb on July 22nd and detonated it while firefighters were working nearby. Shrapnel buzzed the firefighters, but no one was hurt. It's just one of the many such bombs that have exploded due to the fire. Officials have stopped counting the detonations due to the sheer number, local news reported, only marking ones that explode near roads. Now imagine, folks, so many they can't count them. They've been there for 100 years, ever since World War I and World War II. More than 1,000 firefighters and portions of the Slovenian military are working to contain the blaze, which has spread to almost 5,000 acres of land. The problem is that because of the unexploded ordnance, firefighting units cannot penetrate into the fire but can only act on its edges. This is why the fire is being intensely fought from their air as well. The area where the fire rages was the site of 12 battles during World War I. More than 200,000 people died and untold numbers of explosives were used. It's a major problem across Europe that lingers to this day. The Royal Air Force and U.S. Army Air Force dropped 2.7 million tons of bombs in Europe during World War II alone. 70 years later, those bombs are still killing people. Wow. Wow. I wouldn't have thought that's possible. 100-year-old bombs still going off. Gee. Now, some people say this is coincidence. Some people say this was planned. This was a test that the Channel 3 News in Michigan wanted to do. But we'll see. Michigan News Channel posts results to Republican primary election. Okay, this is what it says. Michigan News Channel 3 published the results of the Republican primary election. Rhino Tudor Dixon won, and Trump hater Peter Majeure won his race, too. But just one thing. The Michigan Republican primary is not for another week on August 6th, August 2nd. Whoops. Well, how do you figure, folks? They already pronounced the winners before the election come, a week in advance. Now, they said they were just testing their systems. My question is, why would you test your systems on public airways? Does that make any sense to you? Could it be votes are actually rigged? Could it be that your vote really probably doesn't count in most cases because it is rigged? Could computers be set up to bring false numbers in? Can election officials, I won't say necessarily those who work in the polls, but those behind the scenes, can they be trusted? Good question to ask yourself, isn't it? And after all the chaos this COVID nonsense brought to us ever since 2020, all the chaos worldwide, all the business destruction, all the poverty, everything else is involved, Dr. Merck admits she and Fauci made up the science on lockdowns and social distancing. President Trump's former COVID-19 advisor, Dr. Deborah Birx, has made several stunning admissions of late, first telling Daily Mail that COVID-19 came out of a box ready to infect when it hit Wuhan, China in 2019. That may have been created by Chinese scientists who were working on coronavirus vaccines. But it goes further than that. As Fox News' Jesse Waters lays out, Birx admitted in her new book that she and Dr. Fauci were essentially shooting from the hip when it comes to national directives such as 2 weeks to stop the spread and social distancing requirements. According to Waters, Birx admitted to making things up, added that she and Fauci were lying to the president and to the American people about their COVID protocols. With the first lie, 15 days to stop the spread, Birx writes, no sooner had we convinced the Trump administration to implement our version of two-week shutdown than I was trying to figure out how to extend it. So that 15 days to slow the spread was just a sneaky way to get the hooks into us so they could lock us down for longer, Waters opines. And if you dared to leave your house, Birx told us, the only way to stay safe was a social distance. To that end, Birx writes that she said I had settled on 10 feet, knowing that even that was too many, but I figured that 10 would at least be palatable for most Americans, high enough to allow for most gatherings of immediate family, but not enough for large dinners, parties, and critically large weddings, the birthday parties, and other mass social events. So she admits her and Fauci lied to us. About what? Everything? I think so. And, folks, here we go. The feds are going to be raising the rates about 75 basis points, probably looks like today. Fed raised the largest rate hike since Volcker. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is set to deliver the largest back-to-back rate increase in decades on Wednesday, with investors seeking signs he's open to shifting to smaller moves from September. I just wonder if that's why the markets went up so quickly. I'm surprised that gold and silver went up also, though. These are not just ringing true as normal. The Federal Open Market Committee expected to raise rates by 75 basis points for a second straight meeting, the most aggressive tightening since the 1980s. The decision will be announced at 2 p.m. in Washington. No quarterly forecast will be released until Powell will hold a press conference 30 minutes later. The Fed chief could suggest he's open downshifting to a half-point hike in September. The outcome of this meeting is set in stone. So the next question is, what will happen next? We will see. This shouldn't be a surprise, but we'll share it. Nearly half of all Americans are falling deeper in debt as inflation continues to boost cost. Higher prices have taken their toll. In an economy that has produced the highest inflation since 1981, Americans are struggling to keep up with expenses and are putting less money aside for emergencies or long-term financial goals, several recent studies show. Nearly 40% those consumers cannot put any money at all into savings, according to a recent analysis of household financial health and readiness by American Consumer Credit Counseling, while about 19% said they had to reduce their savings rate. Folks, I can see that no one saves money. How can you when you're barely making ends meet? As of the second quarter of 2022, 48% of consumers said the rising cost of basic necessities impacted their lifestyle, a steep jump from 39% in the first quarter. The pandemic, wars overseas, and other world events have had unprecedented effects on our society when it comes to household finances, Alan Armandon, president and CEO of American Consumer Credit Counseling, said in a statement. Consumers have been going through many different financial phases in a very short period of time, forcing the pivot several times according to the challenge. In order to make ends meet, 43% of Americans expect to add to the debt in the next 6 months, especially young adults and parents with young children, according to a separate study by LendingTree. Most will rely on credit card debt to bridge the gap between what they need and what they can afford, the report said found. Already, the rise in borrowing together with auto loans, student debt, and mortgages propelled household debt to a record $15.84 trillion at the beginning of this year. Almost $16 trillion in household debt, folks. Wow. That is a sad, sad statement to say, but it is what it is. I don't know of anybody that I know personally that's not feeling the pinch somewhere, somewhat. I don't imagine how anybody's not feeling the pinch. But household debt to increase almost $16 trillion is just unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's non-repayable, really. A storm of indicators show the U.S. consumer is tapped out. Now, listen to this article. I'm going to read all this. It'll be in our month's magazine this month. Call Decision, our ministry that I have. Of course, we run here for years. I do air at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Wednesday, on our own program. We put out a monthly magazine called the Minuteman News. This whole article will be in the magazine, folks. You'll find it under Economic News in the magazine coming in August. If you want a copy, all you have to do is email me at Pastor Butch. Pastor Butch at start, like you start a car. Pastor Butch at startmail.com. We will get you on the magazine list to receive our Minuteman magazine once a month at no charge. It's huge, 50 to 60 pages, sometimes more, of information. But you can get it for free of charge by emailing me at Pastor Butch. Pastor Butch at startmail.com. Just add one newsletter list. You'll get a copy of August when it goes out next week. Okay, back to the article. A storm indicator showed the U.S. government, a U.S. consumer, is tapped out. The U.S. economy is a 70% retail and service economy. Now, pay attention, because this is important. The U.S. economy is a 70% retail and service economy, which means it is entirely reliant on continual growth in domestic consumption in order to maintain all other elements of the system. Let me just say this, make this point. That means that we have to consume. We're no longer a productive nation, folks. We're not producing. We're consuming. In order to keep this thing moving, we must consume. When people can't consume, the economy crumbles because we have nothing to produce, export, or manufacture to ship out. Now, that's the truth without going with this article. With manufacturing only a small part of overall employment, now, these figures are stunning. With manufacturing only a small part of overall employment, 8%, folks, 8% of this employment rate is for manufacturing. Agriculture is 10%. Imagine that. Our country is overly dependent on spending habits and ultimately consumer debt. If we produce more goods domestically and exported more overseas, then stagflation might not be a big concern. However, as it stands now, the stability of the entire machine rests on people's faith in the economy and the willingness to continue spending in the hopes that a return to normalcy is right around the corner. In order to measure when our system will break, it's important to track the health of the average consumer as well as their concerns for the future. Sadly, as soon as Americans stop spending and start saving, our economy goes down. That is the way the system has been designed. The mainstream media was quick to jump. Now, this needs figures because these are very, very important, and to show you how we're deceived in believing things are well when they're not. By no means well. The mainstream media was quick to jump on news this month of increased retail spending. Overall retail sales climbed 1% for June. Of course, what they don't mention is that the official inflation is at 9.1%, and real inflation is closer to 17%. Of course, retail sales are climbing. Everything costs far more than it did a year ago. Do you see the con in that? Of course, retail sales are going up. The price is going up. The cost is going up. So it looks like everything is rosy. We're spending more money. We are. But we're not buying more goods. We're buying less. But if we look at the data closer, some alarms should go off. Why did retail only climb 1% when the official inflation rate is 9.2% or 9%? Sales should be much higher, but they are not. The 1% increase in retail in the midst of 40-year highs in price inflation is a sign of sales implosion, not improvement. A year ago in 2021, the retail sales spiked by 7.73% in the middle of the inflation chaos. Inflation didn't go away in the past year. It only got worse, and now the increase is only 1% in 2022. What about consumer sentiment? Well, it has plunged 37% since last year, indicating that faith in the economy is rapidly devolving and that Americans are more likely to cut their expenses in order to protect themselves from potential fiscal shocks in the months ahead. Oh my goodness, folks. They're boasting on how things are picking up. The 1% salary increase last year was 7.73% at the same time of year, but inflation is up. The real inflation is up to is close to 17%. Yes, retail sales are going up again because goods, the price of goods are going up. But we don't hear that, do we? We Americans are so uninformed and ignorant of the truth. Some seem to enjoy it that way. I mean, after all the lies we've been told in the mainstream media, I don't understand why people still listen to the mainstream media. And yeah, they're losing numbers by the bunches. I mean, the mainstream media is actually losing many, many listeners all the time. But it seems like the masses still want to believe what's being said on the talking heads on TV. ABC News, you know, it certainly is the most watched news in the world, so it's got to be telling the truth. They're lying to us through their teeth every day. Until you get over that news-watching binge, you'll never see the truth and never improve yourself on this earth with knowledge. Now, if you think things are so good, baby formula shortage continues despite replenishment efforts by manufacturers and government. We can't even feed our children, folks, on our own. We can't manufacture enough baby food and formula to feed our own children. But things are good. The baby formula shortage continues despite months-long efforts made by manufacturers and the Biden administration to boost supplies. Powdered formula in the U.S. stores dropped its lowest level so far this year, with about 30% of products out of stock for the week ending July 3rd. Market research firm IRI said that while availability improved slightly, shortages remain acute in some states, including Alaska, Utah, and Wyoming. Consumers also are finding fewer choices for brands, sizes, or formats of formula on shelves as a variety of available products shrinks. U.S. supermarkets over the 4 week ending in June 26 sold an average 11 different formulas products per store per week, significantly fewer than the 24 average in 2018 through 2021. Keith Milligan, who controls Piggly Wiggly stores in Georgia and Alabama, said his stores now carry only 5 of the 30 formula products they typically sell, compared to about 10 in the late spring. While shelves aren't empty, there are many gaps as customers purchase only what is available. We are absolutely falling flat on the faces of the nation in so many different ways. We can't even feed our children, and we want to believe that things are improving. We can't even feed our children, folks. That should make us feel very ashamed as Americans that we've been conned in this so many years. We let our leaders and our talking heads of this country take us further and further into this destructive mode every day. I mean, wonder what's wrong with the world. Our nation's failing. America is falling flat on its face, like I said. You either pay yourself or pay the consequences of the very near future. It's up to you. Back at the break.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Folks, we're back in. This is Pastor Butch Poilus and Financial Survival, and I'm sitting again from Melody today, as I do on Wednesdays normally, and we're glad you're with us. I really mean that, folks. And I realize, what I'm sharing with you is something nobody wants to hear. I don't want to hear it. But to not know that you have cancer doesn't cure the cancer, does it? It doesn't do it. We need to know the truth so we prepare ourselves for what's coming in our lives. And folks, we're talking about finance right now. I preach about the most important part of the spiritual side of life is the most important in the world, because without Christ, nothing lasts. We know that. We're seeing the nation crumble because of Christ was kicked out of this nation many years ago. We're watching this whole thing crumble before our very eyes. He said he'd break the staff of bread, and he's doing it. But no one notices that. We believe the lies of mainstream media. Inflation hits New York City's bodega favorite, bacon, egg, and cheese. I don't know if you went through a drive-in restaurant lately or not. I don't go through a lot of them because the food's not good for you. And even though it tastes good, it's not really good for you. And the prices are going through the roof. If you went through, you know what I'm talking about. The bacon, egg, and cheese. The classic bodega breakfast sandwich is a staple of many New Yorkers' diets. It's easy to make, easy to eat, on the go, and cheap, although not as cheap as it used to be. To keep up with today's level of inflation, due to the pandemic and Russia's war with Ukraine, bodega owners are faced with no choice but to raise the price of their famously low-priced breakfast sandwiches. Now, I'll make a comment here again on this. They blame on the pandemic, and that was the biggest part of it, no doubt about it. It was done on purpose to destroy the economies of the world, and it worked. The war with Ukraine may have something to do with it, folks, but we were going downhill very quickly financially before the war in Ukraine ever started. We got to understand that. They lie to us. Bacon, egg, and cheese, you can't take that sandwich away, said Francisco Marty, who owns a bodega in the Bronx. That's a favorite sandwich for the New Yorkers. Marty had to increase prices on everything from sugar to potato chips. The cost of his bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich is up from $2.50 to $4.50. Folks, that's almost double the price. Almost double the price. I wonder if those people that the price was doubled, I wonder if their wages got doubled over the last couple of weeks, last couple of months, even over the last couple of years. As a wholesale level, at the wholesale level, inflation climbed 11.3% in June compared with a year earlier. The U.S. and Department of Labor reported producers' price have surged nearly 18% for goods, nearly 8% for services compared with June 2021. Yeah, folks, it's not going to look pretty in the next few months. Gas prices, again, I know so here in our local area, they dropped down today to $4.46 per gallon, $4.46.9, which is really $4.46.9, which is $4.47, literally. Well, I mean, what's a tenth of a penny? But it's come down, and so gas is going down. It's getting cheap. It's just getting cheap again. $4.50 a gallon, even $4 a gallon, is not cheap gasoline. Folks, $2.50 a gallon is not cheap gasoline. But we're being ripped off again, as I reported this past Monday on the program. The refineries increased their profits by 652% this year. The refineries increased their profits. They didn't make a profit of 650%. They increased them that much. Wow. Many times the last few weeks, Melody and I have discussed the idea they're taking away our internal combustion engines that put us into EVs for a reason. It's called control. people that are suckered in this because of the green movement or because they think it's going to save money are going to be so, so disappointed. Now they finally admitted what they want to do. World Economic Forum calls for abolition of private vehicle ownership. We told you it's coming, folks. They want you in sustainable communities where you ride a bicycle to work or walk to work. You won't have an automobile. You don't need it. Or you take public transportation. But you'll be totally controlled. Wow. To enable a broader transition from ownership to usership. Let me repeat that. To enable a broader transition from ownership to usership, the way we design things and systems need to change too, says the group behind the infamous Great Reset Agenda. In line with this Great Reset Agenda goal of ensuring ordinary people own nothing, the World Economic Forum is now advocating for the abolition of private vehicle ownership. The first of the mindset changes is encouraging people to go from owning to using. The WEF claims that because most vehicles and other items are left sitting idle more than they are used, more sharing can reduce ownership of idle equipment and this thus material usage. To enable a broader transition from ownership to usership, the way we design things and systems need to change too, explains the group, mentioning that one possibility is that things such as cars could utilize user profiles that create a distinction of work and personal use on the same device, allowing for the number of devices per person to be reduced. A design process that focuses on fulfilling the underlying need instead of designing for product purchasing is fundamental to the situation transition. This is the mindset needed to redesign cities to reduce private vehicles and other uses at the organization. Now, I just said, let me repeat that. Redesign cities to reduce private vehicle usage. Sustainable communities, folks, Agenda 2030. Are you seeing this happening? Am I making this up? This is coming from the people that are planning to do it. This is all happening right now as we speak. Is anybody paying attention? Does anybody really care that we're going to go from owning to using? No, why not? We don't own anything anyway. If you don't pay property tax, take it anyway. So maybe it'd be cheaper just to rent the place off somebody. Sell your home to the land grabbers. We'll discuss that in a minute also. Sell it to the land grabbers and rent it back off of them. That way we don't worry about paying tax on it. I mean, they'll own it and they'll have to cut themselves. I mean, gee, everybody would be tenants on their property. The landlord would be the elite of the world who will control you and everything that you do. What a novel idea. Would that fit into the Bible prophecy, the mark of the beast system we can't buy or sell unless you have their permission? Back to property ownership. Chinese biggest investor in U.S. real estate last year, $6.1 billion on homes in Florida and California. The Chinese are snapping up real estate in the United States, including $6.1 billion in homes and land last year. Those buyers include the Chinese Communist Party, Taiwan, and Hong Kong, the U.S. real estate market a report from the National Association of Realtors showed. The investors spend an average of $1 million per property transaction, with nearly 31% of the purchase involving property in California, according to the report. Other top investors in U.S. real estate in order from second are Canada, $5.5 billion, India, $3.6 billion, Mexico, $2.9 million, and Brazil, $1.6 billion. Florida was a state that had the most real estate purchases, according to the NAR report, and represents the 14th consecutive year that foreign investors picked that state as a top pick. Florida accounted for 24% of all international real estate purchases in the U.S., with California ranked second, 11%. Wow, being bought up by China and even third world nations, like we call them third world nations, like Mexico, Brazil, India. Our nation being bought up by foreigners? Wow. What a coincidence. How China sunk its teeth into U.S. farmland. firms tied to the communist regime own 192,000 agriculture acres across America worth $1.9 billion and purchased 300 acres in North Dakota, 20 minutes from the military base. Now, we know that Bill Gates is, I think, about 287,000 acres of farmland. We have to know, though, folks, that's not to grow food on, at least not for us. Back to China. The China-based food producer Fufeng Group plans to build a corn milling plant on its newly purchased 300 acres of land in Grand Forks, North Dakota. The land is 20 minutes west of Grand Forks Air Force Base, where some of the nation's most sensitive drone and communication technologies are based. Air Force Major Jeremy Fox wrote a memo in April characterizing the move as emblematic of Chinese efforts to infiltrate sensitive U.S. defense installations. Fears about the company's proximity to the airbase comes as lawmakers have pushed for legislation preventing the communist nation from buying U.S. land. Wow. Boy, oh boy, are you being taken down. This is a prophesied in the scriptures, both Old and New Testament. We'll have foreigners that own our properties. That was prophesied, folks, to ancient Israel and to us today. Foreigners would own our lands. Didn't say all it done by war. Didn't even say that. They would seize them, but they didn't say that. They didn't. The Bible didn't specify it would be by war. Everybody thinks, well, it would be by force. No, this isn't by force. We're selling to them. What a coincidence. What an amazing accuracy the scripture has given us for many, many years. And you know, and you can't help but wonder why more people can't see this. They go to church, I mean. I don't expect people that don't never read scripture, don't understand the Bible at all, but I'm surprised that people go to church 3-4 times a week, still don't understand scriptures. And they're not being taught behind the pulpit either. They're not being taught behind the pulpit at all in these issues. When we have Bible studies, I always do current events, and I do prophecy teaching along with it from the Bible, pertaining to current events. I'll do it again next time we meet in a fellowship, and they'll be recorded and sent all over the world via internet and on DVD and CD. But nonetheless, if the pastors are not teaching the people what's happening in the world is prophesied of what's happening, and how it's come together, and put a link the dots, so to speak, so you may see a picture of how we're taken into the beast system of control, all I can say is we'll continue down this path to destruction. Very little resistance of the people because the people don't know they're being taken down. They don't know it. That is a pastor's fault. If you're going to a church that does not teach these things, you're wasting your time. Just that period. Just that's it, period. If you're not understanding what Satan's doing in the world today so you can teach others, you're wasting your time. European gas soars as Russia throttles NS1 flows to just 20% of capacity. We knew this was going to happen. Remember, they shut down from maintenance, and everybody worried would they reopen it. Well, they did. To 20% of capacity, though. Less than 24 hours after EU countries approved the European Executive Emergency Natural Gas Consumption proposed to cut 50%, Russia further throttled gas supplies Wednesday, bringing deliveries through Nord Stream 1 to merely 20% of its total capacity, or roughly half of recent flows. The Kremlin was cited as saying Wednesday that its supply is supply as much as gas to Europe as possible, but again stressed it's unable to guarantee supplies due to Western sanctions on vital equipment needed for proper maintenance and functioning. Uniper and Italy's Eni have acknowledged receiving less gas from Gazprom through the start of this week and today also. Now, Russia says they can't continue because of sanctions. I don't know whether it's tit for tat or they're telling the truth. I don't know. Either way, we're seeing the Europeans suffer, and winter is coming, folks, very quickly. Winter's coming so quickly. I mean, we're going into August next week. September, then October, the weather starts getting cold. I mean, it's nasty for several months. Are the Russians saying they really can't produce it, or they're lying to us, or are they just doing to us as we've done it to them? I don't know. COVID QR codes now being used to ration fuel in Sri Lanka as the economic collapse accelerates. Now, folks, Sri Lanka is down the tubes. Financially, it's down the tubes. We are hearing through the grapevine that Sri Lanka's latest approach to the grapevine, that Sri Lanka's latest approach to handling a fuel crisis in this country is to ration fuel using residents' Wuhan coronavirus QR codes. The only way to buy gasoline in Sri Lanka, we are told, is to show one's COVID passport via a smartphone. This being exactly the type of government misuse that many warned us about when QR codes for the pandemic were introduced. A type of mark of the beast is what that is, folks. That's what the article says. Type of the mark of the beast. COVID QR codes are a digital mark that must be shown in order to continue engaging in commerce as fuel is needed to drive as well as to create and transport goods and services. A type of mark of the beast. COVID QR codes are a digital mark that must be shown in order to continue engaging commerce as fuel is needed to drive as well as to create and transport goods and services. Panama rises up. Massive protests against fuel and food crisis underway. People in Panama are rising up, blockading highways over a fuel and food crisis many believe was caused by the government. On Sunday, talks broke down between protesters and the Panama government, which offered to give some financial aid to lower gas prices for Panamanians if they agreed to stop blocking roads. According to Luis Sanchez, leader of the Andepo Civic Grouping, though an agreement was signed, he didn't feel it was binding as he still needed to consult the rank and file amid the grassroots protesters and union heads. He added that the agreement was signed under pressure. Those protesting appeared to have taken inspiration from the Dutch, as the government hadn't been willing to come to table until protesters began setting fires on roads that led to government offices and which caused major delays and inconvenienced officials. Imagine that, the inconvenienced officials. What a shame. My. Inconvenienced officials. Gee, what a crying shame. Talk about a bunch of radicals. Folks, the news is not pleasant, but it's here to give you a warning. Call Mel at 800-375-4188. 1-800-375-4188. Get in your scriptures and find out where we are in time, folks. It's in your Bible. Why these things are happening. It's in your Bible. Check it out for yourself. I'll see you Friday. Mel, you see you tomorrow with David. Have a good night.
I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.